warning.
Oh, sorry. Someone just jacked up my mic like, now we're good. Good morning. And, sorry about your ears. I just walked in very excited because one of my favorite cases is back and I'm still in this, seat to just talk about it. So, first of all, I would like to just ask, whoever is in charge of the Namibian newspaper to just stop trying to steal my job, because the picture of Mlunga that they used on their front page looks like he literally looks like he's about to say, mwah! The question is why? Because now my comedic mind is going wild because homeboy, look, part of being a comedian is having a visual mind. Now, everything I look at, a lot of people just look at it and say, well, oh man, a picture of a former MD of NAMCO is just on the front page. Man, this is sad. And those ones that are going, ha, they got him. I'm one of those people that are going like, seriously, I mean, that's the best you could do? First of all, the Range Rover Oil One. Now, there's a reason why I'm starting with this page, because Range Rover is a very nice car. Not Namibian, it's English. Now, or British, whichever you wanna go with. Now, and also, when I look at the car brand and a nice license plate and I read the story, it's just riddled with a bunch of, companies that has a lot of British ties. And I'm like, okay, so cars, British ties, companies, British ties, this British, this is a lot. Colonialism, British, is there anything that is not connected to the British? Really? Okay, we know, the British have nothing to do with Nyash. But the spaghetti type, a long story. But the point is, whoever decided there by the Namibian, whoever decided that this was a genius picture to use. First of all, thank you very much for making my job easier. Second of all, you guys should really stop trying to steal my job. Because this is, oh boy. Okay, look, maybe let me just ask the Namibian this. If there is anything that this Mlunga guy did to you guys, couldn't you just ask him to, if he owes you money, just ask him, privately so he can give you your money back. Because this is just savage. And picture. Now, let's get into the story. For those of you that have lost track of time, don't worry. I'll catch you up. Uh-huh. Now, before I catch you up, let's just, let's recap on where we are with this case. It turns out a homeboy that I've been cooking this whole time lives in Kleinwintuk, and I work in Kleinwintuk. After that, I was like, okay, whoa, I did not know that. Actually, the reason why this story got me this excited is because, in season one of this story, at least some of us did not know that the Ministry of Defense was involved somewhere. Season two, shocker! Ministry of Defense shows up, and also in season one, you have to understand that in season one, we had, we had NAMCO, we had Senangol, we had Songara Investment, we had Sequa Petroleum. These guys all popped up, like they were everywhere. And, ACC was also, was also involved. Their hands, were not tied like in a lot of other cases, but we're not here to judge. It's a comedy show. Of course, I'm here to judge. And, and as we can see in season two, it seems like the, season two of, NAMCO, should we call this TV show, should we call this series NAMCO Mlunga. Now, this is season two of NAMCO / Mlunga. It seems to have introduced a new character because, well, people were getting bored of the first season. Because, well, there's just the same character doing the same thing over and over again. It turns out on this one, Ministry of Defense, involved. Ministry of Defense, you guys can't catch a break. Now, just the last year, and to this day, that case is still as hot as heck on social media, of you guys, buying one part of a car for millions of dollars. And, Jomba Mpanda must be going wild with this. Now, Jomba Mpanda, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to go out there and find out what happened to that $53 million in the, by the Ministry of Defense. But we'll get to that in a few. But before we get to the main course of the meal, for those of you that missed the story, make I catch you up. Oh, dear. My technology is... No, I'm good. Right. So, let's catch up those ones that have been living under a tunnel. This is one of my all-time favorite story. And to start, I have two sources here. One is... if I mentioned them, I will have to send them an invoice. Because I already bought it. First of all, ACC's Night of Long Knife... Night of Long Knives? Night of Long Knives. That's a very boy, oh boy. You're making Paul's nose, sound like he's the Austrian painter. Referring to the Mulunga's arrest as a Night of Long Knives is a little bit of a stretch, if you ask me. Why am I saying that? It's simple, because Night of Long Knives was the Austrian painter's way of power consolidation, where he was he used the military to get rid of everyone that disagreed with his way of ruling. Now the first thing he did was defined a human being. So in other words, for you to be human being, you must not be disabled. It wasn't your choice, but he didn't care. You must not be disabled. You must have blue eyes and blonde hair, none of which he had. First of all, he was abled as heck. He didn't have blue eyes. He didn't have he didn't have blonde hair. But he was like, well, I am the only exception. But for the rest of you, you must meet this criteria for you to be described as a human being. That was one giant flaw in Homeboy's system. But anyway, the Night of Long Knives. Now, we are making it sound like Paul's Noah is Adolf Hitler. Which, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of things wrong with him. For one, he's black. Two, he has glasses. Austrian painter's eyesight was, he had 20/20 vision. He didn't have... for three, and then the most important part, he doesn't have a mustache. And I can go on and on. And on. He says black, not blonde. And brown eyes, from the look of things. And, this description is very terrible. But. The most important part is he doesn't have a mustache. So, Night of Long Knives, I wouldn't totally agree with that one. But, who am I? Come on, man. So, moving on. Oh dear. Enekon, Ministry of Defense, will be there, would be with you shortly. Let's put all that, that side. Ministry of Defense, Namco, ACC, Ministry of Defense will be with you shortly. Now, how did all these things start? There's a little bit of a summary here that is worth going through. There are several companies that are involved here. Sungara Energies is one of those companies that's that's involved. Sungara Energies Limited is a company based in London, United Kingdom, focused on sub-Sahara African upstream oil. Well, bottom line, location, United Kingdom. Where's that? Sequa Petroleum NV is an oil and gas company listed on a Euronext access focused on creating value in energy sector through asset acquisition, optimization, monetization. Of course, it's everything is about monetization. I wouldn't join any business venture that didn't monetize anything. Now, the company is faced significant challenges, including collapse of major deals in Angola. Oh yeah, we're talking about that now, which has led to financial difficulties and risk situations. Oh boy, oh boy. Then they go into all that Angolan oil deal collapse. They just go into that, like, you know, in detail. And then you have Namco, and then you have Angola's, own Namco, aka Sonangol. I don't know why they decided to call it that. Sonangol. Guess it's a nice name. So this whole story started with once upon a time in a land far, far away. It wasn't far, far away. It was here in Windhoek. It turns out also could have been here in Klein Windhoek. So this whole story started with one gentleman. Now, one thing you have to understand that not one gentleman. It started in 2022, but I decided not to do a lot of talking on that one. I decided to employ National TV to do it for me. Oh yeah, National TV, on your mark, set, ready, go.
Part of an ongoing corruption investigation. The arrests are part of an ongoing corruption investigation led by the Anti-Corruption Commission, allegedly linked to...
Anti-corruption, that's anti. Ah, Namibians. You think he's listening? Nah, he's busy.
Two transactions during Mulunga's tenure at the helm of Namco that triggered allegations of fraud, misconduct and financial mismanagement. One of the transactions under scrutiny is a controversial $123 million payment made in 2022 to Sungara Energies.
See, this is why you should make money, guys. This is why you should make money. Well, if, you know, from fish rot and every corruption case, although this is a very special case of corruption allegation, I will just explain, you know, as we go on. Now, if you are broke and you steal money, Helmut, a Namibian comedian, a disgraced Namibian comedian that worked for Eagle FM, we cooked big time, stole money, broke into the house, stole money. But if you have moolah and you have, high status, no. He's suspected for racketeering, financial mismanagement. The word stealing is nowhere near, but technically, well, he stole. Look. You're welcome. This is why we need, this is why comedians exist, because where professional journalists start to use fancy language like financial mismanagement, racketeering, allegation of bribes. No. throw all that garbage, private school, garbage away. Let's use public school English. He stole. You're welcome. Although, this one is a very different kind of corruption allegation case in comparison to, iPhones with two SIM cards, fish rod style. I will explain, but, continue.
Joint venture between Namco, Angola's Sonangol, and Sequoia Petroleum. Mulunga allegedly authorized the transfer without the full approval of Namco's board. At the time, the board allegedly had only granted conditional approval for $10 million contribution linked to this transaction. It is alleged that Mulunga bypassed governance procedures and released the full amount to cover Sequoia Petroleum's delayed deposit.
Now, that's why I said this is an interesting case of financial mismanagement because the money was taken without board's approval. In other words, this again serves as a reminder of just how technical our legal system is. And for those of you that have been listening to Mind the Gap and Home Run for the past 2 years, then you know that there's one topic coming out of the National Assembly Standing Committee, Standing Committee on Constitutional and Legal Affairs that Dwight and Helmut just don't want to let go. And that's the Oshakati Court Room door. This is the door that took more than 6 months to be replaced, and case proceedings or court proceedings were taking place in that area. Now, I don't know how the judge was handling the wind. You can imagine the judge was, made a lot of unfair judgment that ended up with a lot of people behind bars that would have been innocent because the wind was just, well, blowing too much, and the judge just couldn't wait to rush through and, it's too windy. Guilty as charged. Bye bye. Now, why did it take that long? Now, when the Constitutional Legal Affairs Committee went out, and I think that was headed by Chikiro Tweya, went there, they were trying to find out why was Edo taking more, at least according to what they learned, that it has taken more than 6 months to replace a door. Now, at this point, everyone is asking, a door, you need 6 months to do that? Why can't we just get the door and then slam it there, then take money out of a petty cash? It turns out we have something called the Procurement Act, and that was this close to putting the Ministry of Health. Actually, they're still being, I was here cooking them just a couple of weeks ago, because they failed to follow, Section 33 and Section 36, but mostly Section 33, which talks about emergency procurement. And, Now, here's the thing, when the Legal Affairs and the Constitutional Standing Committee went to Oshakati to try and find out why that door was taking that so blippin' long to replace, they met a bunch of guys from the Minister of Works. So when they asked them that question over why it took them that long to replace that door, the answer they got was, we have got to stick to procurement procedures. Now, you can totally understand the response from these guys because they did not want to get into trouble like the one Ogamlunga is in right now. Now, I take those guys from the Minister of Works could have just bought the door and then just slam it in there and then submit receipts. The door would have been there, but you know what they would be investigated? You know what their biggest fear was? You can imagine their biggest fear was when investigation comes, we are cooked on a technical level. We are going to be told, well, thank you very much for the door. The judge is now not getting a lot of dust on, in his eyes. And the lawyer now doesn't need to, wear a face mask, Elon Musk, a face mask. But here's the thing. I totally understand the response those guys gave. I'm not sure about you, but I totally understand. I have there's one comedian, a well-known one in Namibia, more well-known than me, who likes to point out that, he is afraid of government money. Taxpayers' money, or more like public funds in general, he's gonna keep his distance from that. And he's been doing that because most of the projects he works on, he applies for funding from international organizations because of scrutiny. And again, that was before, we both learned, I think, at that point that, when it comes to scrutiny, when it comes to making, when it comes to following procedure, international donors are way more strict. Believe me. They want each and every single receipt. On one of the projects that we worked on, the donors gave us one very simple instruction. We're going to give you money for this project. We want each and every single receipt. You know, when it's something related to this project, you guys can buy anything you want, except alcohol. I was like, oh man, you don't know Namibia, do you? Which I found very embarrassing because the organization is South African. I was like, oh man, seriously, we can buy anything but alcohol. You think you're doing us a favor, but now, that's because they wanted us to focus and twerk. Not twerk, work. Jeez, that was close. Work. Oof. Boy, oh boy. Now, well, when you look at it like that, you totally understand why I really like this case. Because it points to the technicality. Now, where's the Minister of Health falling into this? Just a couple of days ago, a series of reports came out of the office of the Auditor General. They produced one on the Minister of Agriculture. There's one on Ministry of Health. There's one ministry that I'm forgetting. But when it comes to the Minister of Health, there are a lot of products and services that the Ministry of Health procured and labeled that procurement as emergency procurement. But the thing is, what they deemed emergency procurement did not fit in the criteria of what is described in section 33, I believe, of the Procurement Act. It did not meet the criteria, and the Auditor General, the Auditor General's office was not happy. Did they take the money for their personal use? No. They spend the money on the services and products of the hospital, but they did not follow the procedure, procurement procedure. If you are going to find yourself in public office, you really have to understand the kind of technicality you are walking into. Oh dear. So now, as someone that's fascinated by the legal field, this case I find even more fascinating because it takes technicality to a whole another level. But anyway, moving on.
Although a disciplinary hearing in August 20 to cover Sekua Petroleum's delayed decision, it is alleged that Mulunga bypassed governance procedures and released the full amount to cover Sekua Petroleum's delayed deposit. Although a disciplinary hearing in August 2023 cleared Mulunga of wrongdoing due to insufficient evidence, and despite the ACC stating that he may have acted in the national interest to safeguard Namibia's stake in an international oil venture, the transaction has remained the focus of investigations. The second.
Now, here's the thing. The first time the ACC showed up in this case, it was, one thing they made clear was that, well, we don't see anything wrong in the, with regards to the payment that this guy made, because, the amount that was supposed to be paid was, 160, un momento, s'il vous plaît, 123 million, yeah. 123 million. But then, Homeboy made the payments without board's approval and of the full amount of 123 million. But, at the time when the board only approved 10 million. Now, why did the ACC reach the conclusion of, earlier, not this one? This one, I can't wait, I'm just looking forward to where it's headed. And also, don't worry. Yeah. Oh, no. Wait, no. It's still good. Yes, all that food. Now we're good. Why did the ACC reach the agreement of, conclusion when they first dealt with this case? Is because they were like, well, he had to make the payment, because you have to understand that, this payment was nearing due date really fast. And the board of Namco seem to have been dragging their feet. And you have to understand that Namco have been, bleeding money and, have to be bailed out every now and then. So you can totally understand the board's reluctance, because they didn't want to be the one to be talked about. So Homeboy seemed to be like, you know what, I'll just take one for the team. And he took one for the team. And boy, see how that, see, this whole thing of the truth shall set you free. Yeah, well, but anyway.
Despite the ACC stating that he may have acted in the national interest to safeguard Namibia's stake in an international oil venture, the transaction has remained the focus of investigations. The second case implicates Mulunga in an unapproved $53 million acquisition of fuel storage and delivery assets from Enercon Namibia, a company linked to the Namibian Defense Ministry.
Now, that is unapproved. If you look at it, I think there was some type, Game of Thrones going on here. And I really like the fact that this is now public knowledge, because the only conclusion I can draw here is that I don't think the managing director, when Ims Mulunga was managing director of Namco, I have a feeling that there was a terrible atmosphere between the board that he was chairing. By the way, he was the chairperson, by the way, of the board. The board that he was chairing, the chairperson / board of director of Namco. I think there was a lot of disagreements there. And interesting enough, that's what's going on in BRICS right now. It's fascinating if you like politics. If you hate politics, it's boring. But if you like politics, especially geopolitics, that's where BRICS is right now. With the board of directors being India. You can just look up the rest. So, here's the thing. On the 25th of July, back in July in 2023, ACC looked into this whole, squabble that was going on at Namco, and they reached the following conclusion. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has cleared National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia, Namco, suspended managing director Emmanuel Mulunga of criminal intent for the payment of $100 million for an oil block in Angola. The anti-graft agency went a step further and said Mulunga acted in the best interest of the state-owned enterprise as well as the country. Now, then they follow, court papers, defended, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he was also suspended for an unauthorized payment of $100 million for an oil block in Angola. Now, acted in interest. Now, this is why this case is very fascinating, because Homeboy did not use the money to buy a Mercedes-Benz with two engines. Nope. Just took the money and then invested it on behalf of the entity he was managing, only without following procedure. Now, there was a little bit of an issue here. There was an agreement that was made by, that was made with other entities, including, international trading partners, which included Senegal of the National Petroleum Company of Angola, and, the Sequa and Sangura guys. How is a British company called Sangura, these guys? Couldn't they find something English? Unless you tell me, because Sangura, that sounds like some type of, a sound that one of those metal plates make when it falls in tiled floors. But anyway, this is awesome. Now, let's just take this situation. You are the managing director. You have an amount of money to pay to an international, trade agreement. Except, your board is dragging its feet, and the due date is closing fast. Now you have to make a decision. At this point, I think it was, about 50% of, about 50% of the deposit had already been paid. But don't quote me on that. So, here's the thing. The due date was closing fast, so he had to act. And he acted. And now he's in trouble. Now, let's bring that to a case that is even more familiar and even more controversial, 2024 election results. Now, not really results, the extension of the voting, because, one thing that was central to all the, to the 2024 presidential and national assembly dispute, that whole case, was centered around, a lot of, interesting points, of all of which are controversial. One was the extension that, the president did not have the did not have the power to extend the date. Except, here's the thing. it seems from a comedian standpoint that, one thing that we all quickly learned on the 27th of November was that, Izzy and everyone that was involved in planning of the 2024 presidential and national assembly election, heavily miscalculated the voter turnout, the voter's turnout. So, in other words, it ended up being higher from, it seems higher than anyone anticipated. As a result, the day that was legally set apart and, declared a public holiday and all the legal procedures as a voting day was, the hours were quickly running out, except the queues were still really long. Now, at that point, you have to imagine, the president had to obviously meet with, as you can imagine, with the, with the attorney general. That's that's a fancy way of saying president or government's legal advisor, and ECN to say, like, okay, you know what? I can imagine them meeting at ECN head office and going like, this is bad. We screwed up bad. Now, we need to figure out something pronto. Now, what do we have to figure out? What do we have to do? Now, we have, three scenarios here. Actually, we have, only two options here. It's either we become Joshua and then command the sun to stand still so that people can vote and finish, or extend the date. Now, I didn't know Nangolo Mbumba that well, and I don't know, and I, to this day, I don't know Nangolo Mbumba that well, and I don't know, who's the chief executive and referendum officer of ECN. That's Mr. Sharma. I don't know this guy so well, but I know very well none of them is Joshua. So none of them has the power to make the sun stand still. So the only option then they have was option two, which is extend the date. It was either that or, build a time machine and then rewind time. Now, I also know these guys. They are no scientists. And the time machine is not something that is something that only exists in science fiction. So, both the president and ECN had three options at this point. Rewind time, they didn't have power over that. Make the sun stand still. None of them was Joshua, so that was impossible. Rewinding time, impossible. Making the sun stand still, impossible. Extending the voting day, the voting period was the only reasonable option out. Unless you were a god of time, aka Kronos. That's Greek mythology. But the point is, this is sort of like the rock and hard place that ECN and Nangolo Mbumba were caught in during our elections last year. That seems to be like the same, rock and hard place that Mulunga was caught in back in 2022. I love public office. I'm not planning on getting into one now that I can see all the technicalities and just how serious they take them. What I find fascinating is that, that's a big deal. But when these guys, especially parliamentarians, fail to declare their assets, which also they are required to declare before the 30th of every April, no one investigates. I mean, isn't that against, declaration of assets procedure? Even putting all that aside, procurement plans to the Ministry of Finance. A lot of these ministries don't submit their procurement plans to the Ministry of Finance on time or at all. But for some reason, that's, you know, let's just put it aside. Now, you have to understand that I like technicalities. And I love patterns. So, which is why I'm just, drawing a comparison between all these things. Because for me, I can find a pattern in, I can find a pattern in what's going on in BRICS. I can see the same pattern, in seemingly three different, different areas. AKA what's going on in BRICS and what's going on, in this, Ims Bulunga case and what's going on, what went on in the, during our election, during our election extension period last year, which became a whole court case, which ended this year, and now this case, I just find it fascinating. I like connecting the dots. Or sometimes you're just seeing things that maybe the dots may not be there. I don't care. I'm the one connecting them. You don't have to connect them. I'm just, it becomes a puzzle for me, and it's really fun. Lucky me, I have a microphone. Where is this going? Now, this is when we are introducing some interesting character, aka Ministry of Defense. Now, it's popping up under one of the entities that, through one of the entities that's under them. Under them. That never comes out clean in my head. But anyway, let's just finish that and then we can... Oh, we have a commercial break coming up. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut Iso Fan Eagle FM. Unsal Prat More. That means more, right?
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Welcome back to why I think public office is a terrible idea. Let's finish because I get to close through some of this before we move on to something else.
From Enercon Namibia, a company linked to the Namibian Defense Ministry. It later emerged that the assets may not have belonged to Enercon at all, but to the Namibian Defense Force, casting doubt on the legality of the deal. The board later accused Mulunga of gross negligence, claiming he ignored procurement procedures and relied on a flawed internal evaluation process to justify the acquisition.
Procurement procedures. You, if you find yourself in that situation, may the good Lord have mercy on you. This is fascinating. But it becomes even more fascinating when you get it from where we are today now, paper-wise. So, oh dear heart. The Enercon $53 million is also an interesting story. That it is said that hang on a second, where the heck is that? Former managing director, blah blah blah. Transaction $53 million was arrested yesterday for, among other things, his role in $53 million transaction between Namco and military contractor Enercon in 2022. What's it with military contractors and these things? Back in 2022, and a deal that appears to have been poisoned chalice. Now, the transaction which would have allowed the National Oil Parastatal to take over the fuel supply contract and related infrastructure business with the Namibian Defense Force through Enercon never materialized. Okay, then what happened? Go deeper, man of Eagle FM. Fine, I'll go deeper. John is paying me to go deeper anyway. Enercon had to cancel its engagement. Point of correction, Eagle FM. Sorry, boss. Eagle FM is paying. Enercon had to cancel its agreement with Namco due to military objections, but failed to repay the $53 million immediately. Okay. What were the refund policies in these terms of, in this contract? Because if you are going to bring back the product, I sold you, doesn't that by default mean that I have to give you back the money because you brought back the product? Well, it turns out in this agreement between Namco and Ministry of Defense, basically at this point, you may as well just call it, although it's, Enercon, which is an entity, it's Enercon in Afrikaans. Aye, man, I'm tired of this private school English. Now, it turns out, the money was paid. After the money was paid, the deal was cancelled, but the money was never returned. Now, this is too fishy now, doesn't it? Because the next part of this, the next part of this article is not helping matters either. Now, this money, sources say, has since vanished into thin air. Really? If by thin air you mean a bunch of guys, bank accounts, then sure, let's go with thin air. Hang on a second. Is that what we are calling private bank accounts now? Thin air. Well, in that case, then in my thin air, I have minus 14. There by FNB. I have a thin air in with FNB. Which bank do you have your thin air into? From now henceforth, let it be known that the word bank account will not be used in this Republic of Namibia. Every bank, in all the dictionaries and books and daily conversation, replace the word bank account with thin air. Instead of saying send me the bank account number, no, that's very un-Namibian. Say send me your thin air number. And also on the invoice, instead of saying account number, no, just say thin air number. Any Namibian should know. And let's make sure that our international trading partners are aware of this language. It's not a bank account number anymore. It's thin air number. Since money here, 53 million, disappeared into thin air. That's political lingo for it was stolen. Yeah. Look, I don't have the media PhD to start quoting things in public relations lingo and all the languages of... But the point I'm trying to make here is I'm not falling for the thin air. But thank you very much for giving us the terminology of, another word that is we can use as a synonym for thin air. For bank account. Bank account and thin air, from now moving forward, are the same thing. You're welcome. The money, sources say, has vanished into thin air. I think at this point you can understand. Without a trace. Wink, wink. Now, Mulunga's arrest at Windhoek residence followed a string of alleged corrupt dealings. Now, that's where we now go to the words of the anti-corruption director.
Well,
confirming the development yesterday, Anti-Corruption Commission Director General Paulus Noah has warned that Mulunga's arrest is but a small fraction in a deeper and widening net that will see the apprehension of more individuals linked to the downfall of the state-owned petroleum entity. I'm so glad your hands are not tied on this one, because this is just awesome. As a comedian, I'm loving each and every letter, every sentence, every comma and full stop in this article. Then he yaps about a bunch of things, but then I'm just, I have my selected juicy parts. I can confirm the arrest, but he, Mulunga, is yet to appear in court. As you know, at this point in time, we will not be issuing a statement, of course, on that, because our investigations are still ongoing and more will be uncovered. We are certain. Take that with spice. This is a comedy show. We are certain in these coming days. But what I can assure you is that more arrests are coming. Hey, a bunch of guys in the Ministry of Defense are going, did you put my name on that receipt? Secretary, if anyone calls from NAMCO, tell them I'm out of the country. Oga, don't leave the country. You don't chop the money. Now it's time to pay the price. I'm really hoping, a lot of arrests come for two reasons. One, so we can solve, corruption problems. And the second reason is so I can make fun of them. It's what I do. This is how you guys, I really love you guys for all this drama. This is what politicians, as a comedian, I've been trying to tell politicians. You screwing up like this is a way of creating employment for me. I know. Other kinds of employment, you create them by building factories. But for a comedian, the way you create employment for me is by being caught in a scandal so I can talk about it. That is also creating employment. In other words, diabolical though it may sound, comedy thrives in misery. That came out more diabolical than I thought. But anyway, but what I can assure you is, we are back to, what I can assure you is that more arrests are coming. as our investigations are underway now. Underway, not under brook. No, this is not the brook type of under. This is under, you know, the, what's a road in Afrikaans? Under the part. Where does that sound like an insult? I have no idea. Now, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of the process. Planned arrest in, you know, in square brackets. And we are not going to spare anyone who is found to have contravened the law, the laws of the Republic of Namibia. Says, Noah. Oh, come on, seriously. You guys should start. And also, the names of these guys, huh? Seriously. Pauls Noah. Pauls Noah. I mean, it makes sense if he was white, but you can't be black and Paul's. No, where's the African one? Because now we have two names. One of a guy that decided to, step one, persecute Christians and then converted into a Christian and started preaching to the guys that he was persecuting, which is the story of Paul's is a very fascinating one. Now, and then the other one is of a guy that built a boat, according to the good book, and took, two of all the living organisms. We are talking, you know, two bacteria, two fungi, two viruses, two, snakes, two horse mackerels, lizards. And two sharks, two dolphins, they're all on the boat, remember, you know, to be saved from the flood. Right? Okay. Wow. Moving on. Now, the sinking ship, this includes inadequate internal control system, overrides, stock theft, trading losses, and potential reckless trading. That is just awesome. Now, the arrests, on the other hand, what do you think is the atmosphere at the Ministry of Defense right now? I mean, the Ministry of Defense in general, like, for those of you, you know, August 26th, you guys are chilling. And Enercon, on the other hand, and the $53 million, we want answers, guys. You know, in whose thin air, the thin airs that this $53 million found itself into. We know that at this point, I think it's safe to say that this $53 million was distributed into several, you know, thin airs. My God, that came out wrong. Thin air. There's no plural for air, because if you make it plural, you get into trouble with grain. Now, where was I? All you just have to do is follow this money from Namco to Anerkant, is what we're calling it, Enercon. What is that? Enercon is the English name. The English, the Afrikaans name is, Anerkant. So, Anerkant, Dar by the, Defense, Ministry. Do you think the Afrikaans word for defense is defense? Yeah, what the heck? Dar by the, Defense for ministry. The Nam van Anerkant have been mentioned big time. Now, everyone that's involved in the Anerkant company is, especially that was in office, especially in the top officials when these transactions were made. We need answers. We need answers. Pronto. We need answers. Question number one. In whose thin air, in plural form, did the money from the 53 million, like, let's be kind of rewind. Let's take it, let's follow it. Okay, Mulunga is in a holding cell for making, for making seemingly several financial transactions without board's approval or the proper approval, including this 53 million. Now let's find out which direction did it take. From the Namco bank account, a point of correction, from the Namco thin air. We know that at this point, that money moved from the Namco thin air to Anerkant thin air. Now, from the Anerkant thin air, where did it go? Because if we can just follow it carefully, I think we are going to find that from the Anerkant thin air, we are most likely going to find several or multiple thin air in plural. If you have a dirty mind, you're having a good time. If you're one of those people that were baptized 10 times and you don't want to hear any offensive words, that's, thin air. So we want to find out what are the names of these individuals whose thin air got, a portion of this 53 million. Because you can bet. So, gentlemen, welcome to the Republic of Namibia. And welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. Now let's take a break. Oh no. No, man. No, no. Okay. The last part. It turns out Sungara Energies Limited is a company incorporated in England and Wales. All these are parts of the United Kingdom, England and Wales, which account is held with the Mauritius Commercial Bank. I'm smelling offshore money laundering. I'm a comedian. Mauritius. Island nations are known. What's one thing that most, if not all, island nations are known for? Safe havens. Offshore havens. That's where Shell corporations are mostly, headquartered into, mostly just on paper. I mean, it's a Shell corporation. You don't have a physical structure. So, Mauritius. It's just the company and also knowing the British can launder money. It's the British and the Qatari and the Americans. Those guys can launder money like no man's business. But throwing the Swiss in there. Let me explain this. A bunch of guys that are telling developing countries like Namibia to clarify their financial laws to ensure, so that it becomes apparent that they are not, they are not funding terrorists. The guys that are telling us that are the biggest funders of terrorism. And this is public knowledge, by the way. I can give you one example that I've been giving for a very long time. Actually two. One, the Mujahideens were freedom fighters before they became terrorist organizations. And the overthrow of Syria's Bashar al-Assad is another fascinating example that was put into motion by the U.S. intelligence community during the Obama administration, where they literally took taxpayers' money and then gave it to a bunch of terrorists so those terrorists can help them overthrow a sovereign country's leader. At this point, I have so many questions. Those terrorists in Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali, are they really terrorists? Or is just one of those Operation Timber Sycamore in Syria all over again? Look, like I pointed out earlier, I like patterns, and sometimes I see them everywhere. Now, does that mean they are true? I don't know, but I just enjoy spotting, pointing them out. It's fun. And it's even more fun when you have a microphone. Now, so let's take a break on the other side. Then we can talk about, move on to the next subject now, shall we? If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut. He's so fun, Eagle FM. And today is Didach, is Woensdag. Jay is welcome.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngelo wapubwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwefu tete okoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijabo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM, the eye, welcome back. The time is 21 minutes left to the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And I'm here until the hour of 11. And in case you missed it, this is a comedy show. Take notes at your own risk. If you listen to my show and take financial, you know, financial, economic, political, relationship advice or political advice and you end up into trouble, leave me out of it. But if you, you know, you end up, you know, if it ends up working out for you, give me credit. But if you get into trouble, I didn't contribute to, you know, I didn't contribute to that trouble. I didn't contribute to that trouble. Yeah, thank you. So, let's get to the e-villager, which you can subscribe to by sending the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 0812004144, 0812004144. And as soon as you do that, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you will be having free global economic, mostly economic updates that's taking place in the world of economics. And that's because, that's our primary focus. You know, look at it this way. We like food more. We really like food. So unless it's contributing to buy, you know, that, unless that topic is contributing to food, we are not going to prioritize it. I'm not saying we are not going to cover it, but it's just not going to be the priority. Over 260,000 cyber threats detected in 3 months. You see, when it comes to internet security, not a lot of us are interested into at least knowing what type of browsers are offers at least the, the best, not the ultimate. There is no such thing as 100% secure in the tech world. Any system can be penetrated. No system is impervious. So, but there are, I mean, it's the same thing that we do with, basically it's the same thing that we do with our houses. You know that any lock can be picked, and believe me, any lock can be picked. All you just need to know is the inner working mechanism, especially when it, you know, especially most of the locks that are used in residential houses. With the right tools, again, which I found scary enough to know that you can just buy them off Amazon. That was scary. Don't ask how I know. But, okay, Like I pointed out earlier, I really like patterns. That means I was a terrible child growing up. That means every toy you bought for me, I most likely broke it apart to see how it works on the inside. It's been obsession of mine, growing up. So I just like to, how things work, especially mechanical things, or more like electronic, how just things work, fascinates me. Now, that's why I also love locks, like all types of locks. I really love them. And how they work, I always try to just understand how they work. And that's not because I can someday break into someone's house. Actually, I got, it turns out, those handcuffs that mostly security guards use? Very easy to get out of. Like it's freakishly easy. One friend of mine and I were bored to death and we tried to do that experiment. With just a couple of YouTube videos, we got out of them. But there are different types. You don't want to tempt the police and the, especially when it's just, I totally understood why you are cuffed behind you. So in the very same way that we lock our houses, and we have multiple layers of security. You have a wooden door. Your room has a door. Your house has a wooden door and a burglar door. Your windows have, all these are all these are your layers of security. But when it comes to electronics, we are very terrible at that. Giant tech guys like Meta, they know that. I spent almost 30 minutes yesterday trying to uninstall Facebook from my phone. Almost 30 minutes. Because you cannot uninstall it directly. You will have to involve the third party, because there are apps that comes pre-installed in your phone and you cannot just uninstall them like that. And that annoys the crap out of me. So, first of all, it's my phone. I bought it, so why are you telling me what apps to keep and what not to keep? Because, it started annoying the heck out of me, so I decided to just go straight to YouTube. Boy, did I found a bunch of tutorials explaining just them. It took me almost half an hour, but, I just got away with it. But the thing is, there are browsers that are labeled as secure, and there are those that are labeled insecure. Now, the thing is, when it comes to, at least a lot of tech guys that have communicated, that have spoken to on the subject of security, they often recommend open source softwares. And a lot of those actually have a lot of complicated working. So a lot of us want convenience, and convenience and security don't go hand in hand. You have three doors. That takes you almost a minute to 2 minutes to open for you to get into your house. Those locks are inconveniencing you. But you are not going to remove them so you can just get in and out of your house the way that you wish and save yourself time. Because guess what? If you remove all the locks from your house, because you don't want to deal with the inconvenience of having to unlock all the locks to all the burglar door and the wooden door for your house and then the door for your room. If you don't want to deal with that, guess who else is not going to deal with it if you get rid of it? Thieves. You're welcome. And then there are a lot of us that thinks that, cloud storage is the best place to store it because no one is going to find it. Yeah, true. No one is going to find it. There's this company called Palantir. What they literally do is design softwares for private and government use. They look at Palantir as a weapons manufacturer like BAE Systems and Northrop Grumman or Lockheed Martin and General Dynamics and all those guys. Except Palantir makes their weapons they make weapons for computers. And they will sell to anyone willing to buy. Just the same way that you see, military hardware manufacturers do. They're willing to sell to anyone that has a check. Palantir does the same. Except, a lot of governments now can buy spy softwares. One of the spy software that gained a lot of prominence, I think I learned about it back in 2013 FlexiSpy. FlexiSpy is one of those apps that was used by mostly couples to basically spy on each other because it can be installed on a partner's, my card ladies are taking notes right now. But let me just leave it there. And it turns out if you are an Android user, it's way easy. Like, my God, it's that easy. Not to spy, to hide information. I'm an Android user, so I know my way around Android. Like, you have no idea. If you give me an iOS, it will take me time to go around. Like, it's just an operating system thing. You know, just give it time, a month or two, you'll get used to it. But a lot of people just don't want to, learn. But, I hate learning, but I'm trying my best to put in the works. So 260,000 cyber threats detected in 3 months. This is only going to get worse, believe me. As the more our lives become technologized, the more these threats are going to increase. Which is why I've been saying, I don't care what type of toilet you make. I'm going to stick to the mechanical one. The last thing I want is to have diarrhea and then get to the toilet and see that the password is locked. I'm locked out and Hunters International is telling you that, well, if you don't want to mess up the floor, you are going to have to pay us this amount of money for us to transfer you the password, the one that we created after locking you out to your toilet. No, I will stick to the mechanical one because mechanical one, believe me, that one, Hunters International has no chance. That one is just mine. That's my ultimate authority. Next, shower. Never connecting those to the internet. Never. I'm not doing that. The last thing I want is someone cranking up the heat on my shower in the middle and then and cooking me alive. Nope. Count me out. And the most important one is the fridge. Can I imagine it's Friday? I want to get a beer for my fridge and some idiot locked it and they are demanding ransom. What the heck? I already bought the beer. I bought the fridge, you idiot. And now you want me to pay money to get my own beer in my own fridge. Call me anti-technology, but there are things that I'm not connecting to technology. One of them, my car. Actually, that's why I always look at myself in the mirror and go like, you need to be rich, dude. You can't be broke because I like classic cars. You know one thing I like about classic cars? Everything is mechanical. Good luck hacking a 66 Mustang. Like, which part? Everything, again, is mechanical. Windows, mechanical. Gearbox, manual. But most of the cars that you have today, the ones that have brought us the convenience of heated seats and all that and all this and all that. Again, you have to understand one thing when it comes to technology. Convenience and security don't go hand in hand. They don't run congruent with it, congruent to each other. That's why I swear I've had this conversation with a bunch of guys that are experts in this field. One thing they keep telling me is that, a bunch of you guys, that want secure online, use computers that run either Mac OS or Windows operating system. They are safe, but if you want to crank up your security, switch the operating system to the open source one, aka Linux. Have you seen Linux? Are you kidding me? First of all, most of the instructions are entered via commands. Translation, you are typing more than you are moving a mouse. A lot of us now would like to sit there and move the mouse and just click, for convenience. We don't want to deal with the CMD, bracket, comma, this. And one terrible thing about commands is that, you can type a sentence long of a command and miss a comma. The whole thing is cooked. You see, on that one, my cousin is one of those guys that just knows these things. I looked at him do that and went like, yes, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna stick to clicking on this one. I'll just get an antivirus. Like, yeah, no, well, just get this USB, run it through this. I'm like, look, this is where you're missing the point. Running in my language literally means, well, getting out there and running. So more often when you say running, you mean doing something on your computer. That's how you know we're speaking different languages. You know. It depends what bus you have available. Bus? The only bus I see every day, the municipality bus. It turns out, no. The port that you have on your computer. Port? The only place I see ports is in my kitchen. And leave me alone. No. I'm not as smart as you are. 260,000 cyber threats in 3 months. All right, see if I can if I still have my math. 260,000 in 3 months. So, what the heck? Whoa, 8,000 threats. Per month. Divide that by 4, on average 2,000 threats per week. Divide that by 7, you are looking at least 300 threats per day. Okay. At this point, I think it's safe to say that if you are still taking naked pictures and putting them on your phone, you are one of the bravest people I know. Because with threats like this, the last thing I want is, the last thing I want is me and my phone being in close proximity to each other without clothes. Nope, no. That sounds like a paranoid until you go back to the 2013 Edward Snowden files. Then you learn that, what's this? X-Key Scores, one of the software that was allegedly one of the softwares that Edward Snowden used when he was working for both the NSA and the CIA. Now you have got to be really freakishly smart to pull that off, and he is. And guess what? He also dropped out of school. Fascinating. What's it about smart guys in school, though? Because I swear, there's a pattern between smart guys and school. They just never work out. So every time that, I think this is where I think every government should look into school dropouts. Because we have this notion that anyone that drops out of school is just dumb. Believe me, some of the smartest people I know, both, via the internet and personally, hate school to the core. And it was like, my science teacher, my high school science teacher went to the same high school that I went to. They went to high school, the same year with my uncle. They didn't have a math teacher from January to December. Homeboy, IGCSE. Homeboy just walked through that class with an A+. You know what's his problem? Him and Bia, same WhatsApp group. He will be wasted as heck and will still be a math genius. So, I think one thing to point out here is that, child prodigies or geniuses as they are known, although that word has been, sucked out of its meaning, so had its original meaning just sucked out of it, is that they have a problem following instructions. In other words, that I think explains why a lot of scientific discoveries are discovered by accident. Because if they followed followed school instructions and they didn't discover anything. So I think nature, when it comes to observance and curiosity, thrives on randomness, not a set of instructions, which is fascinating. Now, all nerdy on you. So, 7 minutes to the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM, and I'll be signing out in 2-3 minutes. EU to implement a first comprehensive AI Act. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, Helmut and Dwight went through that. That's coming out of the eVillager newspaper. And unemployment affects GDP growth, strains economic stability, and disrupts... awesome. And disrupts social web. Economic chaos cascades into social chaos. That's not new, by the way. All riots, basically, that explains all the riots, is because, the greed leads to... You know, greed leads to a lot of social inequalities. Social inequalities generates a lot of public anger. Public anger generates protest. Protests move to riots, and you have a civil war on your hands. Which is why I totally understand countries that are really hard on corruption. Because corruption, again, is the biggest threat to any country's stability. Any country that all empires have fallen because of corruption. A century of humiliation that's recorded in Chinese history, will just go to show you just, how rife Imperial China with corruption was by the time that the British showed up. So the British were just taking advantage of a system that was already fragmenting. And this is a pattern that you see with all empires that have fallen. You see that first of all, the wider the gap between the rich and the poor becomes, that's how you know this empire is doomed. Because, more and more, the hind load of it becomes concentrated at the top in the hands of the few. And the majority, and by the whopping majority, are left to struggle trying to make ends meet. And because of that, you have a lot of anger, and that anger becomes a biggest threat to a country. So that's why I think from African colonialism, one thing that I've observed is that colonialism also took advantage of the already, tribal divisions, because we're already kicking the heck out of each other. So when a bunch of colonizers showed up and they found divisions, they just inflated them and took advantage of them. And that was the same thing with India, basically the same thing wherever they went. They found they found the people on the ground divided already. They were kicking the heck out of each other already. So they just took advantage of an already existing division to their advantage. And by the time that we all realized, oh my God, we're all being taken advantage here, they have shipped for. So when we saw, now this is the dangerous part of every democratic country in disguise now. When everyone uncovers what a facade unveils or removes the facade of democracy that it has been putting on, then it goes full fascism, because it's like, well, now I'm not hiding anymore, so I'll just, bring out my true color. Yeah. Oh, boy, oh boy. Namibia launches foot golf as a new sport court. Oh dear. On July 2025, Namibia officially launches foot golf. And I'm not surprised to see a white guy on that pitch, because these guys can turn anything into a sport. Foot goals is a nation's newest sport code. Foot goals is a sport that integrates golf and football. The first time I saw, a Gaelic football, I was wondering just what the heck am I looking at? Because these guys will just kick the ball, grab it, and then run, and then kick and score. And now I'm looking at the pitch, looks like a soccer one. The goal post looks like a soccer one. Now, I'm not a huge fan of soccer, but I know the basics, and I know definitely that's not how soccer is played. It turns out it's a whole different sport code. Now, this is something that I completely knew that I learned today. Now, there's a foot golf. It's like golf, but instead of using a wedging, golfing sticks, a pitching wedge, you use your natural pitching wedge, aka your foot. Oh dear. My God, I have to go and watch some of these sports. But the problem is, some of us, if we go to these things, the chances of getting beaten. The chances of getting beaten are really high. Oh, dear. Un momento, si vous plaît.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Five minutes into the hour of 11, welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. And it's 5 minutes into the hour of 11. Of course, it's time for me to take off. And for the unerkannt guys there by the Ministry of Defense, I am looking forward to finding out just in whose thin air did the $53 million go into. And ICC, make the content rain, because I'm just looking forward to it. And we have already laid the foundation, like we went through the history of the whole, case, and just the comedy juicy part, not the technical, jargon that's involved in everything. So, yours truly, Helmut. This is where I park the bus. Joining me is, of course, France in Angela. Morning, France.
Morning. How are you?
I know you.
Military industrial complex.
Oh yeah, that is true. This one here is not a military industrial
complex. Military industrial complex.
This is a $53 million, confusion complex. But I'm just looking forward to where this case is headed, because I'm sure I'm going to have a good time. You know, to think that I almost went on leave, I would have missed this one. And now I have to push it.
These are not good days to go to take leave.
No.
Because we have a lot of interesting events.
Yeah.
Well, Namcor Coring.
Not to be confused with the Namcol.
And since I was born before both companies, I know how to pronounce them.
Namcol and Namcor.
Namco. This one is Namco.
Not Namcor.
You look in English, the R
is silent.
Yes.
Oh dear Lord.
It's Namcor. So Namcor and Namcol. I was born before Namco, in Namco, so I know how to pronounce them.
Okay, so, but wasn't Namco what like Swako before it was Namco?
Yeah, Swako, but you.
I know.
Yeah, but today is Namco because you see the Namco of today is Namcoring because of the, you know, of the prospect of oil. In the Swako, there was nothing like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Until tomorrow, same time, same place on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. Oh, today is Thursday, so tomorrow is...
Today is Wednesday.
Tomorrow is Thursday. Now, and, you know, now I'm switching everything. I almost say today is Thursday, tomorrow is Wednesday. Everyone would have gone, what? Whatever calendar you're using. So until tomorrow, same time, same place on Eagle FM. You all have a good one. And of course, well, we're going to meet up again on, Home Run, 4:30 to 6. So until then, you enjoy the next program. That is, Sizwe Masali Show with, Franz and Voma Helmut.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima. Don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapubwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite okoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngejepa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendi finawa nukumona oijabo ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa vera hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.